T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WCCO Sports from the KingOfRam.com Sports Desk.
Good morning, 7:41 Sports brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Mike Max joins us. Hi, Maxie.
Good morning, David.
The Wolves got a huge game here tomorrow night, don't they?
Well, they do, because it's all playoff implications now. LA Clippers are in that mix. I didn't see the final. I was watching the Clippers in Portland last night for a while. Portland was beating them by 10. Those are all teams that are in the midst of it. The Timberwolves are badly trying to stay out of that, where they'd play either Houston, who they lost to last night, or Golden State in the first round. Houston took them apart for a while last night. They made a great comeback, but that's a long, big mountain to come up to when you're the Timberwolves, and they couldn't get past it. And obviously, the Houston wins by 9 because they just keep coming at you. But Houston and Golden State, clearly the class of the Western Conference. You want to see if you can win a first round of the playoffs, and your best chances are to be playing someone like the Clippers or Portland or Oklahoma City or San Antonio, even though that'd be formidable for the Wolves as well.
Well, Portland did end up winning that over the Clippers last night. But, boy, tomorrow night should be a packed house. Crowds have been good for the Wolves.
Crowds have been great for the Wolves. They liked this team last night. They tried to give this team energy when they came back. Bielitsa did a few things for him. Derrick Rose had a great game for the first time for him. He got a lot of minutes and provided some dynamic offense as well. It wasn't just that he gave him a spark defensively, but he made some plays out there, and that was huge. So when you look at where they're going forward here, if Rose can give them some minutes, if he can give them some quality minutes, they'll get in. And then Jimmy Butler talked last night about, that he wants and kind of expects to be back. He doesn't know when. It certainly sounded like, as we've talked about all along, it would be for the playoffs or at best the very end of the season that he could play again.
Had Carl Anthony and also Tyus decided to keep playing college basketball, this would be their senior season.
I think they'd have pretty good teams wherever they were. that's amazing. And, of course, they're both in the Final Four together, and Tyus won the MVP of the Final Four his freshman year when Duke won the national title. Now, Gary Trent Jr. is a freshman out there at Duke trying to do the same thing for him. And then Trey, of course, will go there next year. But Duke has another nice team. They had a nice weekend.
Yeah, Trey will bring his Apple Valley team. I see in the state boys basketball tournament this week, too. So you get maybe another chance to see him. Hey, Mike, I wanted to mention the Gopher women. They lost to Oregon last night.
Yeah, they did. They got in a track meet, and Oregon hit a three-pointer from about 40 feet to end the first half. And you said, I think that'd be like 51-36. And before you knew it, it was like 64-39 to open the second half. It was just up and down. And shooters delight, man. But you're not going to – Minnesota's got – that's who Minnesota wants to play. But they can't play that with Oregon. Oregon's just too good for them. They just make too many shots. They put too much pressure on you. And they play the same style. Oregon just plays at a lot higher level than the Gophers do.
Twins pitchers are looking good down in spring training, but unfortunately Polanco now is gone for half a season.
Yeah, that's a big blow. Polanco really is a nice-looking player, and last year he really came into his own the second half of the season, and they give Gene Gwynn a lot of credit for that, for working on Old Field 5 down there in Fort Myers with him on playing shortstop and his hands and his footwork and all those things, getting his confidence as a shortstop. And then he started to hit, too. And he's a quiet player on that team, and he had really emerged as kind of a steadying force. Now, the good news is, they went out and signed Eric Ibar in spring training now, and Escobar is as good a utility backup as you can have to throw in anywhere. But if Sano and he are both gone on the left side of the infield, that puts a lot of pressure on you if you got to play multiple games there. And that's really this kid was really coming into his own. It was a bad decision by him, whatever it was that he did. But that's a big blow to the Twins.
Twins play at Pittsburgh today. And then in the National Hockey League, the Wild will play host to the Kings tonight.
Yeah, and boy, they have a nice weekend, you know, winning at Vegas and then Arizona. Arizona giving them trouble, even though they're a bad team. But you got to give Boudreau a lot of credit. About the time you thought this team might be fading, they got right back into the thick of things. And I just remember when we were talking to him, and it must have been early February, and he said, hey, this is a tough job. Every day you come in, and you get paid well because it's a tough job. It's tough to get the right players on the ice, to get them motivated, to have the right strategies, all those things. And he was saying this, you're thinking, okay, I kind of get it. This is really a grind, and only certain coaches have the ability to do some of that, and I think he's one of those special coaches that can do that.
Memphis let Tubby go.
Yeah, Memphis over the weekend, they had, you know, I think they're 21-12 this year.
Yeah.
And Tubby Smith, and so I don't know what, you know, they didn't make the tournament, but I don't know what the problem was. He'd been there, was it 2 years, 3 years?
2 years, yeah.
His son got let go too, or at least resigned. Gigi was coaching at a college as well, got a college job at a smaller college, and I see he's gone as well. But I don't know the dynamics of it. Memphis has had kind of a checkered history over the years with all the coaches that they've had there and the way they've gone about it. But it sounded, you know, he talked in the tournament like he thought he'd be back. The administration had given him no indication it would be different, and sure enough, he's gone.
Jimmy Butler going to play in the playoff or play soon for the Wolves?
He says he'll decide. He says, I'm not going to go with the doctor. I'm not going to go with the coaches. I'll know when I'm ready to play. And he certainly sounds like he's shooting for the postseason, like he wants to play in the postseason. And, you know, I guess the bigger concern would be you just want to make sure this isn't some ongoing knee injury, because next year's the last year of his contract, I believe. And you want to make sure he has a future with this team, because there's certainly as close to being a good team as we've seen here in however many years, since 2004, and he's the glue to that thing. So you just hope he doesn't have anything chronic with this thing.
We'll talk with Sid in an hour. I did talk to Sid on Friday on his birthday. Had to miss the big hoop-de-doo Monday, unfortunately, because of this job got in the way. But
yeah, I did too.
I know he's
yesterday for the first time, and said, how'd the birthday go? Yeah, okay, big deal.
Yeah, well. He's not too happy with the two of us for not being there. So I called him Friday, and I said, I want to wish you a happy birthday. Yeah, that's fine. Where are you going Friday? Where are you going to be today? And I just want to say happy birthday. And then he just kept laying into me. And people just don't know.
People just don't know. Which reminds me of a very funny story with him yesterday. About the time you think he's hard of hearing, just mention money and see how quickly he hears what you say.
Yeah, he is. He's still sharp, I got to say. Hey, Max,
still got it. Yep.
Hey, come back. Tonight, will you on the radio if you don't mind?
I'll do it tonight. Yep, you got it.
6:30, Max will be here. Ronnie Sherrill will be with him. Should be a good show again. And Sydney is going to join us in 1 hour here on CCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.